A mandatory ban on non-essential water use was put in place in Edmonton and the rest of the capital region on Monday as the E.L. Smith Water Treatment Plant experienced an electrical issue causing it to go offline. Craig Bonneville, the Director of Engineering and Technical Services at EPCOR, spoke at a press conference and explained the issue at the plant.
The equipment that failed is the electrical feed equipment that provides power to these large pumps, and the largest pumps are 4,000 horsepower. So these are large pumps and require large electrical equipment. The failures were in the cables as well as some other electrical conductive equipment and protective equipment that protects the pumps from getting damaged. So they did their job in a sense. The pumps have not been damaged themselves. The electrical equipment is the equipment that suffered the damage.
EPCOR said in a news release on Tuesday that they expect the ban to continue until Sunday afternoon. Until then, residents and businesses will have to continue using water for only the necessities. Bonneville explains that EPCOR can take things up a notch if people aren't compliant.
Under our water bylaw that we have by the City of Edmonton, we absolutely have the authority to shut down water services if required to maintain the stability of the system. We appreciate the impact this has to everyone, so we have reached out to as many businesses as we can. We have made choices in terms of those that will have a significant impact in our efforts to restore stability of the service. This is a collective effort, so everyone, irrespective of the nature of their businesses, absolutely are being requested to reduce their operations that use water.
Bonneville said that they have been in contact with all levels of government throughout this process, and calling a state of local emergency will be a last resort.
We have been in contact, obviously, with both the city and the province on this situation. Right now, we are the lead agency in terms of responding to it through our communication with the public, both for our in-city as well as our regional customers. We are obviously detecting that there has been a reduction in consumption, so we haven't taken that step of having other orders of government invoke their emergency protocols, but we're certainly in continuous communication with them and advising them as we go along.
For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.